Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
General inflation has fallen to 6%, yet food inflation is more than twice that at 13%. Why? Well, that's the simple question the government wanted answered by food retailers at its emergency meeting of the Retail Forum this afternoon. That meeting has just broken up in the last hour, and Minister Neil Richmond has sent us a statement saying the discussion was open and frank, and that he got assurances from retailers that, quote, where reductions in input costs filter through to products, consumers will benefit from this. Well, in a moment we'll get political reaction from Sinn Féin's Louise O'Reilly, but first let's hear from somebody who was inside the room at that meeting, Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence, one of the biggest retail sector bodies. And you're very welcome to the programme, Duncan, this evening. The government really did want to turn up the heat on retailers today. They didn't make any bones about that. So did you and other retail bodies feel that heat?
Yeah, hi, Sarah. I think, look, what I would say is we had a very full and frank conversation. I think the minister put his cards on the table. Clearly, they weren't things that were new to us. We're all dealing with this all the time. And then I think individually we put our cards on the table as well. And we were really saying that, you know, the inflation has been caused by a lot by input costs, by commodity price rises that have been on the increase since around the middle of 2020. And, you know, they weren't passed on to consumers in the first instance. Those price rises had to be passed on at some point. The price rises started to come through in 2021. And, you know, we're hoping that over the next few months, things will stabilise. But, you know, we're being faced with increasing commodity prices and increasing costs of doing business, and that's squeezing margins and putting pressure on jobs. So, you know, it's not an easy one to resolve, but everybody's working towards the same aim, which is to bring in this under control.
Speaking of today's News at One, Professor of Agri-Food Economics at UCC, Thea Hennessy, she said that food producers are getting squeezed, consumers are getting squeezed, and she was asking, who is benefiting then? Because many people think it's the retailers.
Look, I don't think any retailers are profiteering out of this in any way, shape or form. And I think certainly, you know, the multiples...
Why don't you think that?
Because I know that the prices that are coming through that independent small retailers are having to face are astronomical. I mean, you only got to take the energy costs that a small independent retailer is facing are three times more than they were facing this time last year. I think, you know, despite the fact that TBS, they've had to absorb at least 50% of the cost increases, they've had to absorb the costs of the labour cost increases that have come through in terms of minimum wage and so on. And these commodity prices...
So when you say you don't think any retailers are profiting, you're talking about the small retailers, which I know you represent. You're not talking about the big retailers.
Look, I don't think the big retailers are profiting either. I mean, if you look at what they're actually doing and have done over the last year, there's been a huge move towards own branded product. And that's been done directly to control this and to give consumers an option to buy a lower value product. And consumers are certainly looking around for value. I mean, at the end of the day, Sarah, there are 300,000 people working retail across this country. You know, we would know very quickly if prices were getting to a point where the consumers couldn't take them. And you know, it's in everybody's best interest,
Duncan,
to bring this down.
But the prices are at that point. Like, it's quite clear the prices are at that point. People are struggling to pay their bills.
Yeah, they are. And that's why the commitment that was been made today was to work with the government to bring these prices down. I mean, you'll see today that Tesco have announced a 10-cent reduction in bread. There were reductions announced 2 weeks ago in butter and other dairy products. So it is starting to happen. But I'd reiterate...
And is that because of political pressure?
No, I don't think it's political pressure at all. I think we have got to a point where those commodity prices are beginning to start to stabilise. Now, not in everything, and you know, but where prices do stabilise, the retailers will pass those price drops on.
It's very slow, though. That's the problem, isn't it? Why is it so slow?
So what I would say to you, Sarah, is for the last 10 years up to a year ago, we've seen price deflation on food particularly. So, you know, when inflation first started to tick up, retailers held their prices for at least 10 months before having to pass those on. What we've actually seen is the biggest prices we've seen increase have been on branded products. Those are the ones that have gone up, and own brand products have been bought in to try and keep some stability on it. So, you know, we're working very hard. It's in nobody's best interest to see consumers struggling.
Okay, because just what you're talking about there actually was also mentioned by Thea Hennessy in the News at One, and she said that the higher prices that followed quickly after the invasion of Ukraine, retailers were slow to pass those on, as you've just said as well. She suggested retailers are now trying to recoup the losses they may have incurred from not passing on those high price rises at that time by keeping prices high now when they actually don't need to, as long as possible after the commodity prices have fallen. Is that what's going on?
No, I don't think so. And I think that's why you're seeing these prices, particularly in dairy, starting to just tick downwards.
I tell you what makes me question that, right, is that, you know, you see what we were talking about in the programme a couple of weeks ago, the butter wars, and you've referenced that. And one retailer goes and cuts price in butter, and then they all cut price in butter, which says to me they were already in a position to do that. They just didn't until somebody else moved first. So they were making their profits in butter, all of them together, until one started to cut. Now, is that happening across the board? Because it's seems to me that it probably is.
No, I think what you've got is an incredibly competitive environment, particularly in Irish retail. You know, you look at the inflation rate in Ireland, compare it to the rest of Europe at the moment in food, it's lower. You know, so you know, retailers are trying to hold and not pass on price increases to consumers in the same way that some of our European other European retailers are, and I think that's been a little bit of what's been happening. But it is incredibly competitive, and you know, retailers have been doing a lot of things over the last year to keep control on what consumers are
paying.
Can
I ask you, at that meeting today, was there any pledge given to government by retailers to bring prices down?
There was a pledge to work with government, absolutely.
Was there a pledge to bring prices down?
So there was a pledge that where commodity prices are, we're in a position where to pass on savings on commodity prices, that we would do so as quickly as we possibly could. But at the moment, those prices aren't dropping significantly. So, you know, this is not going to be something where consumers are going to see a significant drop.
Okay, so we will if we can, is what was said to government.
Absolutely. We will when we can, not if we can.
Was there anything on profits or transparency? Because one of the problems with this is that we're all talking in a bit of an information vacuum, because we don't know what profits the big retailers in particular are making in this country.
Yeah, look, I can't talk on behalf of some of the bigger retailers, but I can tell you that some of the smaller retailers across the country have really been struggling in terms of their margins, and many have got to the point where it's simply not viable. And I think the other part of this is
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Duncan. My question was there any commitment given by any retailers at the meeting today, or any representatives of the big retailers, and more particularly, to give some transparency on their profits or margins?
No. And those, okay, so for many large retailers, those profits are announced anywhere on a quarter, on an annual basis. So,
was there any suggestion given by government that if prices don't come down, government will do something like price caps, like bring in legislation, like something to force retailers to bring their prices down?
No, not at this stage. And I think if that sort of thing was bought in, then the implications of it need to be seriously considered. You know, because not just the implications in terms of the retailers, but it's also the implications down the supply chain. And you know, obviously we've got an agricultural economy here in Ireland, and that's the implication of it down onto people's jobs in those sort of industries.
RT's correspondent Paul Cunningham is reporting that Labour finance spokesperson Jed Nash is saying that based on what he's hearing from the retail forum today, that the government got a dressing down from retailers, not the other way around.
Look, I'd go back to the point. It was an honest, frank conversation. And,
was it a cosy chat like Mary Lou MacDonald claimed it would be?
Minister Richmond very much put his cards on the table. The pressures that he's under, the desire on the government's part to bring this into a manageable situation as far as consumers are concerned, and the retailers reiterated that from our point of view. It is in nobody's interests to see prices that the average consumer cannot afford to pay at the till. And, we all want to move towards that. So that's where everybody was very much coming together as one.
Stay with us, Duncan, if you don't mind. We also have Louise O'Reilly from Sinn Féin on the line listening to all of that. Louise, you're welcome to the programme this evening. If you were Minister for Enterprise, what steps would Sinn Féin be taking to, and what steps would you be taking indeed, to make sure that grocery prices fall?
Well, I think we need to go further than what was and what certainly what sounds like a cosy chat that happened this afternoon and no commitments given. I note that the Taoiseach had said in advance of the meeting that he had no doubt that the minister would be seeking far greater transparency. That wasn't done. So I think we do need transparency from the retail sector in relation to their profits. I also think that we needed to set targets as to, you know, what the price reductions are going to be. But it would seem from Minister Richmond's statement, and I stress I wasn't there, but it would seem from his statement that he was pleased to say that he received assurances from retailers that where reductions in input costs filter through to products, consumers will benefit. But sure, geez, Sarah, like, they'd be benefiting anyway, I would have thought. I mean, I'm assuming Duncan isn't going to shock us all by telling us that they're in the business of making super normal profits, so they would be passing those on. I struggle to see what the point of that meeting was today. I think what should have happened is the minister should have been very clear in terms of transparency, in terms of targets set. I think he's given them too long. I think 6 weeks is too long. I think they should be back to report in 2 weeks as to any what progress, if any, has been made. And yes, I absolutely appreciate that the retail sector will work with the government, but the question I'd have to ask is what is it that the government are prepared to do to ensure the prices come down?
Okay,
and reference was made,
by
Duncan to the 300,000 people who are working in the retail sector. And that's a very interesting point because, you know, a survey from the Unite Trade Union, from the Unite Investigates Unit, found that in real terms, wages have fallen by an average of €76 a week. So people are really, really getting squeezed.
All right.
And the fact that
I want to bring you back to what Sinn Féin would do. So you're saying you would set targets and you'd bring back the retail bodies in 2 weeks to check if they had reached those targets. What do you mean by targets? To cut everything by a certain percentage? Would you put prices on what everything was expected to be? Or what would those targets be?
Well, food inflation is running at anywhere between 13 and 17%. That's way out of line with inflation in other aspects of the economy, and we need to be closing that gap. So that's what we needed to see, is the actual cost, the rising levels of inflation to come down and the cost at the till to come down. I mean, this is, you know...
Sorry, I'm still not clear. What are the targets? Okay, you're Minister for Enterprise. You have that meeting today. You say, I'm going to set these targets. Come back to me in 2 weeks. What are the targets?
To reduce the cost of groceries at the till
by
for
how
people.
Much?
So again, that's something that you would do in consultation. What I worry about, and what it appears to me, is that there wasn't any straight talking from the minister today, that this was a cosy chat and that he didn't push the retailers as far as he could have to see what it is that they can do.
Yeah, but I'm still not clear, sorry, Louise, from what you're saying, is what exactly Sinn Féin would do. You're saying to reduce the cost of grocery prices. Okay, so everybody wants that. But practically speaking, how does that work? You're saying, okay, food inflation is running at 13% at the moment. You want it to be 12%?
Well,
in 2 weeks' time?
Yeah, Kantar have put that at 17%. Sarah.
Okay, so whichever percentage you want to take.
Yeah, but it's between 13 and 7. Well, you would want to see a reduction in the rate. And again, that is something that you need to talk to retailers about. I was not in the room this afternoon, but from what I have heard and from what people have said who were in the room, it does not look like any targets were set. That the minister simply said to them, will you try your best? They said, well, sure, we'll try our best and come back in 6 weeks' time. I don't think that that's good enough. I think we got to check against delivery on this and see if prices for consumers actually do come down. So some prices have come down, and I think that is because of political and public pressure that were put on on the retailers.
I just want to hear what Duncan thinks of that. Duncan, would that be workable from your perspective then, that you would have targets set for you guys and you'd be expecting 2 weeks to have those targets met? The prices would come down by an unspecified number, but it would be worked out with the retail bodies?
Look, it's unworkable, Sarah. It's simply unworkable. I mean, the input costs that retailers are facing are those that are set by some of the big brands that we're all fully aware of, the European brands, who are facing into, you know, have been facing into rising commodity prices. If we were to simply go in and start setting, putting a cap on prices or bringing prices down to a certain level, it is moving away from a competitive environment. It's putting pressure not just on retailers, but all the way down the line. And it's unworkable. And I think what we're going to see, there is a time lag on all of these things, right? And we are now starting to see things ease up. I think when we do meet again in 6 weeks' time, we should be in a better environment than we are perhaps now and have been over the last 6 months.
Okay.
And, you know, there is a commitment there that we need to do everything we can to support consumers and bring this under control. And that's what we'll all work together on.
All right, Duncan, I know you have to go, and thank you for joining us. It's Duncan Graham from Retail Excellence. Louise O'Reilly, it's unworkable what you're suggesting.
I don't think it's unworkable at all. And I think that that's what the focus of the meeting this afternoon should have been about, actual deliverable reductions in prices for people who are getting squeezed.
Are you effectively talking about price caps there?
Not necessarily. I mean, you could be talking about targets that that will be voluntarily achieved. The government have ruled out price caps, and they have a report from the CCPC. It hasn't been published, but I did speak to Minister Simon Coveney at committee this morning in relation to that. And of course, we need to take on board what they're saying. But that does not mean that more can't be done. And I want to be very clear, Sarah, the reductions that are necessary cannot be at the expense of small family farmers and producers. These big retailers, the big multiples, they are in a position to absorb some of these costs, and I think they should be doing that.
CCPC for that advice this evening. Drive Time asked it for us, and they've sent it to us. It says the CCPC has not seen any evidence or analysis to support the suggestion that an emergency or market failure exists in the retail grocery market, and that price controls would provide consumer benefits. The CCPC considers that the introduction of price controls in the retail grocery sector would present a significant risk to the Irish economy and consumers. So you're saying that's not what you would necessarily do, the price caps. You're talking about voluntary reductions. Is that not effectively what the government's talking about?
It's not, Sarah, because they haven't set any targets. And I think the fact I think the fact that they haven't set targets is very regrettable. And I do think that if this is not target driven, and if there are not deliverables coming out of it today, which there aren't, then I would worry that in 6 weeks' time, we're going to be back at the same place with inflation levels comparable to what they are today, and people facing very hard choices at the checkouts.
Just a final question. Mary Lou MacDonald in the Dáil today was talking about enforcement. She said, what does the government do to enforce this? What would Sinn Féin do to enforce it?
But if you work with the retailers, and Mary Lou was dead right, the government have said they ruled out any possible enforcement before they even went into this meeting.
Yeah.
They ruled out any possible enforcement.
What would Sinn Féin do in enforcement?
Well, I would like to look at the issue of price caps, and I would like to look at where they can be targeted. But again, that would involve a conversation with retailers and the CCPC. But what we had today, Sarah, was nothing more than a cosy little chat. And my fear is that nothing will change for people who are really, really under pressure at the moment, and they're making very hard decisions in the supermarket.
Right,
the government should be on their side and not on the side of the large multiples.
Sinn Féin's Louisa Riley, thank you very much. You can let us know what you think to 51551.